Joining us right now is a legend in the television industry, Marion Ross, of course, we all know as Mrs. C on Happy Days and, of course, from Brooklyn Bridge as well. She's got a new project out, and it's a really fantastic movie. It's going to be airing on the Hallmark Channel on Saturday, November 14th at 9 p.m., and it'll also be replayed on the 11 o'clock that night on Sunday, November 15th at 1 a.m., and also at 9 p.m. on the 15th. And I'm sure it'll be on elsewhere as well. It's called Flower Girl, and it's a wonderful film. Nice love story. It's a nice family movie to watch at home with the mom and the dad, and a little romantic story. And so, Marion, thank you for coming on the show.
Well, Mark, I'm trying to remember how many times I've talked to you. I think a lot of times.
Yeah, this is I believe our third or fourth interview. I'm losing track. You're becoming a regular.
I feel I know everybody in America now. You know, it's a nice feeling.
It is a good feeling, and you do know a lot of people in America, actually. They know you more than you know them, though.
Well, I just came from New York. I was doing Nurse Jackie.
Oh, I love that. I love that show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, when is that going to...
What I love about Hallmark is there aren't any shows left that are these anthology stories.
Tell me a little bit about Nurse Jackie. When is that episode going to be on that you were taping?
I don't think it's going to be on until next year, because that's the kind of show that they have this gap of time.
Yes, it's a big deal. Yeah,
The Sopranos.
Yeah.
So I think their next season starts in March.
Oh wow, it's a great show. I really enjoyed that show.
I'll let you know, because I have a wonderful part. You're not going to know it's me. You're not going to know it's sweet Mrs. C.
Well, I got to tell you, first of all, in the many times we've had you on the show and over the many years, you haven't aged at all. I'm looking at you in this film.
Where do you see this one?
Yeah.
They kept saying to me, you're going to win an Emmy. You're going to win an Emmy. I said, well, I'd better. Look what you're doing to me. So, but I hold up pretty good.
You look great in Flower Girl. And it's a wonderful story. Let's tell people. You can explain it.
It is about weddings, you know. It's about weddings.
Yeah.
Did you have a fancy wedding?
I did not, actually. We got married in a had our thing in our home.
Uh-huh.
So, we didn't have a fancy wedding at all.
Well, this because we run a flower shop. I am a flower girl, but my granddaughter is now running the flower shop. So she, of course, is the new flower girl. And we just go from wedding to wedding, creating these beautiful atmospheres. And the director took us all over L.A., places I had never seen in my life, idyllic, snuck-away little places, and then they would decorate these, you know, so that with swaths of tulle. And then we had one night we had to work, and we shot in December, and it was so cold, shot in the middle of the night so that we could work at night and have this wonderful carriage, driven by the white horses, and the carriage with the little lights all over it, and the bride. I mean, it's all just every girl's fantasy wedding ever that she ever dreamed of. We've tried to work into this.
Well, actually, it's a beautiful film, and actually, you were describing one of the final scenes of the film, and it talks a little bit. It's a little bit about fairy tales, but it's about many other things too.
Well, and it's all about trying to find the right husband.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny. When I first read the script, I thought, Flower Girl. Oh, I know this grandma. She's an old hippie. I bet she's an old flower child. And she doesn't want her granddaughter to go quite on the path that she did, following her heart and her whims. And she wants her to marry the doctor, of course, you know, make all the sensible choices.
Well, your character tells her, you know, sometimes you have to accept a love that isn't perfect, but it's wonderful anyway. And she replies at another part of the movie, I don't want to be married for the sake of being married. I want love and romance like in the movies.
Yes. You know, they always have that joke about you can fall in love with a rich man just as well as a poor man. But you really can't control where your heart goes. And it would be awful to make it into a bargain, wouldn't it?
It would. It's really a wonderful original movie.
Traditionally, what people did, they would marry you off and marry you well, and then, of course, people would have to have mistresses and things to get around all this. Marriages weren't based on ardor and romance and, you know.
Yeah, unfortunately, even now, when they are based on some romance that initially, they're still breaking up in record numbers with lots of mistresses around. So.
Well, they are. It's so hard. In fact, I was talking to a boy the other day, and he had married out of his race. And I said, "Well, you just make that harder, don't you? Of course, you can do anything what you want to, but marriage is hard. So
I think
you've got to have a lot of things in common."
Yeah, one of the real themes that goes through this is actually expressed by one of the characters in the movie. There's only one real happiness: to love and to be loved. He said.
Yes.
And it's kind of true.
Yes, I think there's a song like that. Right?
There's lots of songs like that, but
To be loved is, and to be the one who is loving someone, it's great. It is great.
Yeah.
I'm so anxious to see this, and I thought, why are they bringing it out in November? And then I realized that if you want to plan a beautiful wedding, you have to plan it 6 months before. You know that?
That's true. At least 6 months.
We can't just put this on in June. It's too late.
That's true, and the thing is that it, especially for the weddings that they depict in this movie, those are ones that you sometimes plan a year before.
Oh yeah.
A lot of stuff goes into them. One of the people I was very impressed with, aside from yourself, you did a great job, was the girl who played your granddaughter, Mala Sokolov.
Mala Sokolov.
Yeah, she's really a very talented actress.
Isn't she beautiful?
Oh yeah.
I thought I would look at her. I said she's just perfection.
I had a hard time believing she was. I did have a hard time believing that no one would want to marry her, because I would think there'd be a line out the door at the flower shop. But
Excepting that I think they created the story that you could see that she was very choosy.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to just take anybody.
That's true. Yeah, but it's interesting to note that I guess a few days, maybe 6 days before the movie screens on Hallmark, she's actually getting married for real.
I knew that she was planning it. We were shooting in December. You see, it's almost a year that she was planning it then. Oh, isn't this wonderful?
Yeah, she's getting married on November 8th to film and TV composer Alec Puro.
He's a composer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you meet him at all?
She's been an actress ever since she was a young girl.
Did you meet him?
I didn't, no. Oh. And we wanted to, because we all wanted to, you know, see if we approved or not. Somebody has to go through all the friends, you know. They've got to be approved by all the relatives and the friends.
Yeah.
She was just like Snow White. She looked so beautiful all the time. And, you know, the director, Bradford May, took such care. I've not worked on anything where they took so much care to make these shots so beautiful, with the lighting so beautiful. I thought he was really, really good.
Yeah, I agree.
Bradford May.
Yeah, in fact, the flower business has never had such a great advertisement.
Well, you know, when you go in the market now, just a grocery store, they've got this huge flower department. So it is a huge, huge, huge industry. Isn't that nice that people care about flowers and love flowers and want to spend money on those things that are going to die anyway. It's very precious and wonderful.
This is a great movie, and I want to urge people to watch it Saturday, November 14th at 9 o'clock on the Hallmark Channel. While I have you on the line, I got to talk about what we always talk about, which is one of my favorite shows of all time, Happy Days. And I'm just wondering, if you're still talking at all.
We are very much in contact with one another, and what we have all noticed is that we seem to be more valued than ever. And I think it's because people are not as keen on the new shows, and they still love their old shows. And all the, 45-year-old, 50-year-olds that grew up on Happy Days now just treasure it so much. And I said to Henry, I said, wow, it's the attention that we get now is more than we ever got. And it's like a gratitude. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Like they're really thanking us, and they really mean it.
Well, I mean, for someone like myself, I grew up watching Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley and stuff, and there was just it was a nice time period in my life, and, of course, that captured it really well.
Now there are so many choices, where they don't have appointment television. You don't watch every Tuesday night. You're not going to watch a special show like everybody did with Happy Days.
that's true.
I think people do watch the Hallmark show, though. They know where it is. They know when it is. And they can keep track of that.
Is there any chance of another Happy Days reunion?
No, I don't think so. First of all, Ron, we have to catch Ron on the run, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he'll be doing the next Dan Brown book, don't you think?
He's been unbelievable.
I don't know if he's announced it, but...
Yeah, I'm sure he will, and he's had an incredibly successful career as a director.
And a wonderful man, and Henry Winkler is a wonderful man.
Yeah. Anson's been doing a lot of stuff, too.
Oh, yes, absolutely. All of us do. It's really something. Tom Bosley, I love him so much, and Gary Marshall, I think, is doing a new movie. Mm. You probably know more than I.
Yeah, he's been working all the way through.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is interesting that pretty much the entire cast has done very, very well. And they've all, you know, a lot of times people get, including a guy like Henry Winkler, who was everybody, you know, the Fonz. He's gone on beyond that. And even though still we all look at him and say, hey, this is the Fonz. He's had an entire career. And Ron Howard, he shook the Richie C. He shook the Opie. He's gone, you know, so it can be done.
It's really great. Well, I'm so glad you told me about Marla Sokolov because I really should be at that wedding.
You were not invited to the wedding?
Well, you know, it's funny. You become close friends on some shows. That show we didn't really because I don't know. Off we went to something else, but now that I know about it, I knew she was planning it, and it was a wonderful bunch of young people all making this film. And we had a great time. But it's interesting how you will bond completely with... See, with Happy Days, we were all together all the time, every day, years and years and years.
Right.
We did become family.
Well, yeah, it's not the same on a movie set, unless it's really one of those 6 or 7 month shoots somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
Well, and Marla was probably always off being the maiden, you know, bride-to-be.
Mm-hmm.
She's so gorgeous.
Yeah, now the
all
the rest,
brides are gorgeous.
She is.
Do you have a daughter?
I do.
And how old is she?
She's 15.
Wow, she's probably planning her wedding, right?
No. She's
I don't think girls do that so much.
She's
you know?
A cheerleader. That's what she plans all day.
Oh,
cheerleading.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, well, Marian, it's been great to talk to you. And again, folks
you,
can
Mark,
see Marian Ross. You'll see that she hasn't aged today. Saturday, November 14th at the Hallmark Channel at 9 o'clock. And I heard a dog in the background. Do you have a doggie?
Well, we do have a new dog. And, you know, it's a breed you probably never heard of. It's a Cotton. You know that? You know that word?
No.
It's a Cotton de Tulier. My God, goodness. And she has hair, and it's like cotton. She doesn't have fur. She's non-allergenic.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it from my husband because I've seen a lot of great big older men, you know, and they have a little lap dog. And I thought, what is that? A little white lap dog? So I said, I'm going to get you, Paul, I'm going to get you a dog. I'm going to get you a dog. No, I don't want a dog. I don't want a dog. I don't want a dog. I said, what are you going to call your dog? He said, Blanche. So we have Blanche.
Oh, you know, we have a little white lap dog too, named Lucy. She's a peek-a-poo. So they're also non-allergenic as well.
Yes, and they're like little Maltese and Bichons and all those kinds of little dogs.
They're great dogs. I love dogs.
They're great to be companions.
Yes.
I talked to one girl. She said, "Oh yes, my grandmother has a Cotton. She goes takes her to church." Yeah.
Well, it was good to hear Blanche on PNP Network as well. She had her debut.
Well, she's best. She's the best.
And is your husband in showbiz?
Oh, yes. My husband, Paul Michael, Mr. Paul Michael, was on Broadway, starting with Bells Are Ringing, and did like 14 Broadway shows. He's a great singer. And not only that, he was in Dark Shadows.
Oh.
And he doesn't realize how valuable that is until somebody said, my gosh, I saw a picture of you with this man, and that's King Johnny Romano, King of the Gypsy Vampires.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I guess so. And he was so gorgeous as this, with the earring in his ear, and what a thing. So Mr. Paul Michael is his name.
Oh, okay. Is he still acting, or is he retired?
Oh, yes. No, yeah. And we just did a play in Kansas City called The Last Romance, written by Jody Pietro, who wrote I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change. You know that play?
Sure, yeah.
It's so famous. Now, right now, at this moment, he has a play on Broadway called Memphis, just opened. I just saw it. Fantastic. Joe DiPietro. And we're going to do the play, The Last Romance, at the Globe Theater in San Diego next summer.
Oh, wow.
So, when we're in the play together. It was written for, in fact, it was written for Paul by Joe. So, it's exciting. So, we just keep going. Isn't that fun?
That is fun. I think that it's nice. So you have the wonderful marriage as well. How long have you been married?
20 years.
Well, very good.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, do you have any children yourself?
I do. My daughter, Ellen Kramer, wrote for Friends and won an Emmy, and now she's writing for The New Adventures of Old Christine.
Oh, wow. Great show.
And she said, Mother, they want you to come on the show. So would you come on the show? If it was a small part. I said, well, sure. And then she said, would you make a fuss about the money?
said,
no.
That's funny.
So, 2 weeks ago, I did the show. It should be on pretty soon.
Oh, cool. I look forward to seeing that.
And my son, Jim Meskimen, he's the voice on all the JibJab.com. You know those political things, JibJab?
Yeah.
Well, Jim did all the voices, everybody. And he does, he just was in Lie to Me, and he's an actor, he's wonderful, he's so creative. I did a really, really good job with my children.
I guess you did.
That nice?
That's a good thing. I should take some lessons there.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I'm glad to hear about the entire family's success, and we look forward to seeing you and Paul on theater, and again, we look forward to seeing you with Mala Saturday, November 14th on the...
All right, thank you so much, Mala.
Hallmark Channel. It's good to talk to you.
I look forward to talking to you again.
We will.
All right.
Take
care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.